Blog Talk Radio.
Everyone, this is Lori Picka from Michigan, and we are super excited tonight because the Lions are playing their first playoff game in 30 years. And right now, they are leading 21-17. And if you hear screaming, I have it on mute right now, but I am watching. And if you hear screaming, it's because they got another touchdown.
Oh, good. Yes. Mm-hmm. I'm a new Detroit Lions fan and everything. Mm-hmm. I've been following New York Giants for years now. And, you know, I'm tired of the losing, so time to change up a little bit. I hope the Detroit Lions win everything. 30 years in the wings, and, you know, it's time for a win. Hopefully they can win the Super Bowl, because remember when they played the Dallas Cowboys and that umpire dragged the ball about 2 or 3 inches? You know, and really the touchdown as ineligible pass, even though the guy went to him and said, hey, I'm going to receive this for a touchdown. Yeah, so, you know, the umpire is trying to push the Dallas Cowboys. You know, there's a saying that they and San Francisco 49ers are America's team. No, they're not. No, they're not. And if so, then Detroit Lions going to the new America's team, because that's such a dynamic team. The owners have put so much money in there. And revitalize the city of Detroit. So good luck to them. I hope they win. And speaking of Dallas Cowboys, the Green Bay Packers whooped them. You know, so
yes,
I guess
they
it's
lost
not their
today.
Year. Mm-hmm. So it's
got
good
their
to
karma
say Dallas Cowboys. What? Mm-hmm.
They got their karma today, Davis.
Yes, indeed. Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's
how
I get it. And the other one last thing. Mrs. Ford is there. I saw her. She is 98 years old and she's watching the game. Amazing.
Yeah, and speaking of amazing, Kamala Harris is the best vice president we ever had in the history of the United States. And we're proud of her. And she's going to win with Joe Biden in 2024. And the Biden-Harris administration announced nearly $1 billion for clean school buses. Millions of children ride on diesel school buses daily, breathing toxic fumes that can harm their health. This week, the Biden-Harris administration announced nearly $1 billion to fund electric and low-emission school buses across the nation, an investment in our children, their health, and their education. So good going, Biden-Harris administration, you know, and, you know, yeah,
well,
she should be more out there, you know, but, you know, things like this is a good thing.
Oh, absolutely. You know, buses they're horrible. They stink when they're driving behind them. You know, they're old and antiquated a lot of So, yeah, I mean, and this should have made national news, but, of course, I didn't hear it, happened to see it in a clip. So, once again, the Biden administration comes through for us, but not with much fanfare because the orange monster is constantly hogging all the airtime, and they're suffocating everybody else. And we're tired of it, you know? It's, you know, it really is.
Yeah, and for some reason it keeps shipping in and out. I don't know what's up about.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me now?
Okay. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
All right.
Yep. So, Kamala Harris doing well as vice president. The president is doing his thing. And the best president since FDR by far. You know, Bill Clinton did his magic. Barack Obama did his magic. 75% of the Republicans didn't help him during his two terms as president. And or the whole Republican Party, I said that wrong, the whole Republican Party didn't help Barack Obama in doing passing one thing. But, of course, like today, they're taking all the credit, even though they voted against things that would benefit the American people as a whole, not just red states versus blue states, but the entire America. And so, without any help, Barack Obama got 75% of his things passed. You know, so imagine if he got 100% or even, you know, 50% of Republicans help. You know how far America would be today. But no, Republicans are for themselves, for their party, and not really caring about America. So if anybody said Republicans put America first and they're good in economics and, you know, fiscal responsibility, why did Donald Trump, you know, give tax cuts to the wealthiest 1%? And the deficit is biggest before he left office. Between all presidents combined, you know, just answer that question honestly and we can have a discussion and everything, you know. So if right wingers call in today, we're not really entertaining any, you know, rubbish, you know, we're not here for that tonight, you know. We're not really taking a troll calls, we're not really entertaining the foolishness. The number to call, 515-605-9802, say your first name, where you're calling from. We love to hear from everybody, but please, you know, right-wingers, if they call, be respectful. Don't talk over anybody. Don't shout at anybody. And let's just have a polite discussion. Okay, the number again, 515-605-9802. Say first name, where you're calling from. Everybody is welcome. Okay, so we have Elaine online. And hello, Elaine. What's cooking tonight?
No, nothing too much. I've had 24 has not been good to my husband and I. We got sewer trouble, and for some reason the thermostat keeps shutting off, and it's 59 degrees in the house.
Oh, Lord.
Anyways, that is minor. We've got a fight on our hands, and it's called we have to make sure that Trump does not get elected. And Biden is getting – I've been listening to the programs this morning, and they I think they're going to start with social media. And I notice an influx on social media with positive posts, I guess that's what you call them, or campaign announcements on social media, a lot more than what I've seen lately. So they said that's where they're going to start. So that's positive. And then called? The Republican the Republican one where they put out ads, that's starting to get heavy on social media. Lincoln Project, that's starting to get nice and heavy on social media.
I'm sure that Biden campaign will use Instagram, which I know that they use already, and I'm sure that they'll be using TikTok, which is very popular with young people. All ages, but young people were the ones that really made it popular. And a minute ago, David was talking about Barack Obama. And we all know that the Affordable Care Act was something that he should be proud of and that he, you know, brought to life. So I just wanted to say that the Affordable Care Act has broken the enrollment record this year. This week, we hit a major milestone in lowering costs and ensuring all Americans have access to quality, affordable health care. A record-breaking 20 million Americans have enrolled in health care coverage through the Affordable Care Act marketplaces. That is amazing. And that is why the Republican Party is so mad, because it is so popular. 20 million Americans just in 24. So think about that. I mean, what an accomplishment for the Democrats, you know, and it brings affordable health care to people that, you know, need it. And it's a wonderful thing. So we have to, you know, continue to, you know, push for, you know, to keep this in going. And I don't see it going away, because I think people would revolt so badly that, you know, Republicans will never forget that. So here it is. It's great. So bravo to the Affordable Care Act.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Democrats are doing well. Go ahead, Elaine.
I was going to say what we need to do is we just need to keep hammering the message out there. And the more we hammer the message, then I think the media was already starting to recognize that they have to do a better job. I noticed that one of the local channels, I call them the local channels, CBS has expanded their news coverage. Well, let me explain what I mean by that. Normally you get the, you know, the how many puppies were born and that kind of stuff. CBS is going into I'm talking about the local broadcast. They're doing what the World Broadcasting is doing on the other two channels. They seem to be bringing in the world news and the major news, even in their local broadcasting, and I'm kind of glad about that, because you know, a lot of people don't have the cable, and they don't have the extra channels, the cable channels.
So they
go, and if they do have a phone, a smartphone, they're getting they were getting crap from social media. Now they're not. Now they've got at least a means of comparison. So the glass is half full today.
Yeah, that's good. You know, I noticed that WXYZ has been doing that as well. So that's a good thing. I don't know about NBC, but I'm sure they are. I'm sure all of them will now. You know, what once one starts, then the other ones, you know,
We'll have to do the same thing.
You know, ladies, this has been a great week for Democrats, because you look at Nevada, Florida, and Michigan, the infighting with each other in the Republican part of those states. You know, Nevada, for example, somebody in the Trump administration didn't remember to file for that primary in Nevada, so Trump is off the ballot, which is a good thing. Michigan, you two being in Michigan, you know what's been happening. Here, there's two Michigan Republican parties. One is pro-Trump, and, you know, one is out there. I mean, both of them are crazy, don't get me wrong. You know, and they have, what, $10,000 in the bank, I think. And in Florida, we know all about the sex scandal with that Moms for Liberty co-founder. She's being asked to resign as a school board member in Sarasota, Florida. She refused to resign because she and her husband, they preach conservative family values, but yet still, you know, they're in kinky sex and everything. I mean, hey, have the kinkiest sex you want, you know? I don't really care about what's happening in the bedroom, but, you know, when you preach one thing and publicly do another thing, You know, you're a hypocrite and a loser. And Bridget Ziegler should resign as a board member for the school board in Sarasota, Florida. And her husband, Kristen, should resign or, no, stay as a Republican GOP chairman in Florida. You know, because I love such shit show when Republicans fall apart like this. You know, so hopefully, you know, the whole negative karma hit the Republican Party across the country because these people aren't good. They're good Republicans still left out there, yes, but, you know, on a whole, they're just evil, maniacal, narcissistic people. You know, that will mean America well, and we deserve better than that. What's your take on it, ladies, starting with Lori? Do you think they'll get act together before the November 2024 elections in these states, or do you think this is going to get worse and worse with them?
Well, in the case of for the Moms for Liberty school, she got arrested for shoplifting. So, on seven different occasions. So, a Tennessee school board member tied to the conservative group Moms for Liberty was arrested after allegedly shoplifting from Target on seven different occasions. Carrie Blair, 43, was arrested on January the 5th for property theft charges after skip scanning items at Target self-checkout stations seven different times between 25th of November and the 20th of December, the Collierville police spokesman said. The allegedly stole items amounted to $728, the spokesperson added. Blair had served as part of the Collierville school board, but resigned following the charges against her, citing personal family reasons. Yes, that's for sure. Jennifer Martin, chair of the Shelby County chapter of Moms for Liberty, so the group did not officially endorse Blair in 22 race for the Collier school board seat, but she did receive financial contributions from Patricia Woodward, the treasurer of the local Moms for Liberty chapter, according to Newsweek. So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
There's another one. I mean, you know, scanning, skipping items as you scan, you know, so she's for what? You know, and these are the, you know, the Moms for Liberty, the ones that are, you know, book banning and all of that crap. And here you go.
Mm-hmm.
They're just disgusting people. You know, they're lowlife.
Mm-hmm.
And here they are sitting on a school board. Well, she's not now, but she was. I mean, it's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, we have to clean everything out from bottom to top. You know, top to bottom. I don't know what's the best way to start, but we're starting at the top right now. But, you know, it's got to be done. It just does, you know. And they did not win, you know, their elections in the just a few months ago. They dwindled in winning any of their elections, these Moms for Liberty. So people have caught on to their, you know, their scams and that they're not good people. So that for me is really good. You know, they restrict access to books. You know, they don't want to have discussions about race or racism or LGBTQ or, you know, of gender. They don't want to have any of that in the classroom, you know. And I remember when I was in, I don't know, I think it maybe was fifth grade and in grade school, I mean, we all got pulled aside and, you know, we're told about menstruation and all of that. And the boys got pulled aside and they were told about different things. So, I mean, you have to because you're not sure that at home you're going to get that. You know, not all parents are going to give that information. And it's needed.
Mm-hmm.
So there's nothing wrong with it. Absolutely nothing. So the Moms for Liberty could just go fly a kite somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, kick rocks. Leave America alone. You know, we have enough problems, and we don't need people like you and organizations like you who are pro-Trump and pro-fascist, because that's a pro-fascist, because when it first launched, they actually, on your webpage, quoted Adolf Hitler. And they don't deny quoting Adolf Hitler. Who does that, really? I mean, come on.
Yeah.
If you want to be taken seriously, don't quote Hitler and all that crap. You know, you'll be laughed out of the room. You know, do better, man. Just go away, moms for anti-liberty, as I call them. You know, and Vivek Ramaswamy is, what's his name? Vivek Ramaswamy, sorry. He is going into the Iowa caucuses with 1% support. Yeah, recently, I think last week sometime, he cursed out the media. nobody takes him seriously. He's just a bully, a clown, a loser. Nobody takes him, you know, with a grain of salt even. This guy has such a loud mouth, and he's so annoying. And it's only because he finances his own campaign while he's still in the race. He's irrelevant, people. So the people not voting in the Republican Iowa caucus, please, even though we hate them all, do not vote for Vivek Ramaswamy. Can you picture him as president of the United States?
You know, he's very condescending. I can tell just by the way he treated Nikki Haley. He, you know, every single time that they were up on the stage, you know, he would go after her right away. And I mean, he would point the finger at her loud. He's rude. He's probably anti-woman. So, you know, there you go. So, but even Trump had something to say about Ramaswamy. David, I just sent it to you since you brought him up. We can see the article.
Where is this thing? The very bottom.
Very bottom.
Oh yes, Trump criticizing Ramaswamy publicly for the first time ahead of Iowa caucuses. Yeah, so basically Ramaswamy is wanting to be like Ron DeSantis and be a Trump light and everything. So this is from ABC News. With just 2 days left until the Iowa caucuses, former President Donald Trump has started to criticize Republican presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy, as the two have appeared to maintain a friendly relationship on the campaign trail up to this point. Vivek, a quote here. Vivek started his campaign as a great supporter, the best president in generations, etc. Unfortunately, now all he does is disguise his support in the form of deceitful campaign tricks. This is what Trump wrote on a social media platform, Truth Social, on Saturday yesterday. And a criticism marked the first time Trump and his team have made direct public attacks against Ramaswamy. It stems from the shirts that Ramaswamy's campaign is handing out that say, save Trump, vote Vivek, on them. So Ramaswamy posted a photo with a group of young men wearing them after his event in Rock Rapids, Iowa on Saturday, which caught the former president's attention. And Trump added to his social truth post, quote, very sly, but a vote for Vivek is a vote for another side. Don't get duped by this. Vote for Trump. Don't waste your vote. Vivek is not MAGA. That's what Trump said. So senior Trump campaign advisor Chris LaCivita took it even further, calling the claim a fraud. And a quote he wrote on Twitter, now X, he tweeted a picture of Ramaswamy, had a post of support wearing a T-shirt. He said, and that said, here's a great picture of this campaign's number one fraud. You know, so Trump doesn't need saving, according to the campaign spokesman for the Trump campaign. And after Trump's post, Ramaswamy again praised Trump, saying he respects the hell out of Trump and that he's the best president of the 21st century. Oh, my God.
Oh my.
Even though Trump, you know, bitch slapped him verbally. You know, he's still kissing Trump's ass. This is so disgusting.
Yeah.
But he doubled down on his claim that Trump's political enemies aim to narrow the GOP field to a too harsh race between Trump and Haley, and that they will eventually eliminate him from the race. And according to Ramaswamy, he continued, "Open your eyes to the hard truth. This system will not stop at nothing to keep this man away from the White House." That's what he said about Trump. So why is he running if he saw, you know, kissing Trump's ass like this?
You know,
I thought he wanted a nomination. What's the deal, man?
I think that he wants to be in his administration. Or maybe he has a place on the VP. But that will never happen. Because Trump is racist. And he doesn't even realize it. I think it's funny. I really do.
Yeah, it's not that a fool like Ramaswamy don't realize that Trump is a racist, but he is, how do I put it nicely?
Narcissist.
You ever hear about
the
Kruger-Dunning effect? The Kruger-Dunning effect where, you know, people get abused verbally and emotionally. They'll, want more. Like, it's basically a sex slave. And a master, you get a slap from a sex master and say, "Thank you, mistress. Can I have another?" This is Vivek Ramaswamy's relationship with Donald Trump. And, you know, it's sickening, really. I mean, hey, if you're into that thing, fine. But let's not bring it to the public forum. You know, it's just a circus and everything. And, you know, people tired of the circus clowning show that Republican Party is. And, you know, nobody's here for it, man. You know, it's just ridiculous, these people. You know, poor Ronald Reagan probably, you know, throwing up and doing cartwheels in his grave. Ike, you know, and Bush Senior and Abraham Lincoln doing cartwheels saying, "Wow, this is what the party has come to. This is so goddamn sad. What is happening?" You know, I mean, the Republican Party was decent for the most part when Ike was the president in the 50s. We had infrastructure, we had different things, you know. And, you know, it was that progress for America after World War II. But ever since, you know, the 68 thing, you know, where the silent majority Nixon brought in, which is the moral majority slash evangelicals of today, and the Fred Cox of the world, it just ruined the Republican Party. Once religion came in, it just went to hell. And we can't. You know, I said this enough on the show, that religion and politics should not mix. This is not a Christian nation. It was never founded on Christianity. So get over yourselves, evangelicals. Stop ruining America. You know?
Exactly.
Stop it.
You're absolutely right. And, you know, for, you know, the funny thing is that, you know, Trump mentioned that Ramaswamy is not MAGA. So do these people all have to sign something that says, "I am a MAGA"? Is that what they do? I mean, what makes you a MAGA? I mean, honestly, if he's not a MAGA, then who is? The only thing he's not doing is literally kicking his ass. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of funny to me. So so I my take from it is that Trump just does not like him, period. That's my take. He just doesn't like him, you know. And
I mean,
him,
Trump don't like anybody.
Well, no, but I'm just saying he doesn't like him for sure. You know what I'm saying? He just doesn't like him. So you're right. He doesn't like anybody, but, you know, he chose him. And he's polling, what, 2%? He's there at 2%? Really?
1%. 1%. 1%. Not 2. 1%.
1%. Oh, goodness. That's even worse. So, you know. But it just cracks me up. You know, he's got nothing better to do, I guess, Ramaswamy. So he's going to home pretty soon, that's for sure.
And like I said earlier, that Trump won't be on the Nevada primary ballot, and don't let him gaslight you to believe that this is a political stunt by the Democrats. His own team forgot to fill out the paperwork on time, and it can't. And, you know, we can't stop laughing about it, you know. This is like the failure of a Trump or Trump campaign, you know, incompetent people. And Ron DeSantis even worse. You know, how many campaign switch-up he's going to make, and how much comebacks or attempted comebacks he's going to make. You know, like, yes, you know, we're revitalized and ready. You know, and that one-on-one in, debate with Nikki Haley, I think Nikki Haley wiped the floor with him. You know, that's mm-hmm. just my take, really. I didn't see the whole thing because I didn't want to vomit. But what
yeah.
I've seen is that, you know, she really took him to town, schooled him.
Mm-hmm.
And ladies out there listening, never forget that who took away the hard-won rights for you to have autonomy over your body? Republicans mm-hmm. and the Supreme Court, the people who they nominated and voted for to be in Supreme Court by a majority. Mm-hmm. So after, according to Trump in 2023, quote, after 50 years of failure with nobody coming even close, I was able to kill Roe versus Wade. This is Trump. I mean, remember, he's not on the Supreme Court, so he has no say in Roe versus
mm-hmm.
Wade. So he's taking the credit for killing Roe versus Wade. And
yes,
he went on to
imagine.
Say, go ahead.
No, I'm just saying, can you imagine how he's proud of himself? He really thinks
mm-hmm.
that he was the that took away Roe versus Wade from the country, from women.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
that's how what a legend he is in his own mind.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. You know, he appointed the three judges, you know, the right-wing Supreme
yeah.
Court justices who ended Roe versus Wade. So indirectly he had
yeah.
something to do with it, not directly. So he went
that's
on
right.
to say in 2016, back in 2016, there has to be some sort of punishment for women who get abortions. So, woman,
mm-hmm.
please let him pay. If he's a Republican nominee, anybody who's a Republican nominee, especially him in 2024, make them pay federally, statewide, and locally, and vote
mm-hmm.
against every Republican on the ballot or any right-wing leading freak out there who think,
mm-hmm.
you know, they can tell women what to do in their bodies and everything. Because women
yeah.
Come a long way in getting rights and getting the right to vote and getting the right to an abortion, you know, for
mm-hmm.
whatever reason, and other
mm-hmm.
things, a right to have a credit card without the permission of her husband, the right to have a job,
mm-hmm.
the right to be who they are, you know? So
mm-hmm.
Republicans don't
right.
really care about women. And any woman out there who voted in Republican, shame on you. You shouldn't be embarrassing yourselves, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's disgusting.
Yeah.
You're disgusting woman.
Yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. it's, you know, for the government to try to tell women what they can and cannot do with their bodies is appalling.
Mm-hmm.
It's disgusting. It is rightfully wrong. Women
mm-hmm.
need to fight back and vote
mm-hmm.
Democrat. Even though you're a Republican, you have to vote Democrat in order to fix this wrong. That's the only
mm-hmm.
way we're going to be able to. That is it.
Yeah. At this point, I'm not even stunned or surprised people still support this madman, this lunatic, this Benedict Arnold, you know? And this is how you secure the evangelical vote. And, you know, there's nothing he's done in his presidency that has helped women or helped the majority of Americans. The only thing that he helped was 1% who have
yep.
offshore bank accounts, who are filthy, rotten, disgusting, the rich, you know,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, you cut taxes for them, you raise the federal deficit and everything,
mm-hmm.
you know, so women should teach them a lesson. Join up with the millennials and the Generation X and whichever demographics there is. Have a coalition and let's
mm-hmm.
whoop his ass real good, you know, because,
yeah.
you know, it's time that America teach him a lesson once and for all. You know, he lost to Hillary Clinton by 3 million in the popular vote, and then Biden
mm-hmm.
with 7 million. Let's triple that in 2024 because
mm-hmm.
Donald Trump needs to go. You know, he has no right running for president with 91 indictments and lying
mm-hmm.
in front of federal grand jury and lying to members of Congress and just lying. That's his, you know, regular operation, just lie, people thinking people are stupid. And if Donald Trump is a Christian, then Stormy Daniels is a virgin. And I'm not mocking
yeah.
Stormy Daniels saying that, but, you know, she did a
yep.
good thing in coming forward and speaking her truth and opening light and shedding light on what a monster and despicable human being Donald Trump is. So good for her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Absolutely. And, you know, the thing is that The only reason that the Orange Monster is running, we all know, is that he wants to be president, not because he wants to be president, not because he cares about America, not about because he cares for the American people, not because he believes in climate change or anything like that, you know, to make life better for people. He does not.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing
mm-hmm.
he needs from is prison. That is what he's running from. And
mm-hmm.
if people have not figured that out by now, then I don't know what else to tell you. I really don't. I mean, if you have 91 indictments, why are you allowed to run for any office? That's all I want
mm-hmm.
to know. Why would
mm-hmm.
you want to? You would be embarrassed, but not this man. You know, he's being
mm-hmm.
persecuted. You know, they're after him. You know, he's running to save the country. You know, he's there. Fall guy, you know what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
it's disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
People fall for this
yes,
garbage.
Yes.
They fall for it.
Yes.
And I
yeah.
don't understand why.
Mm-hmm. Well,
is
I understand why, because he plays upon their fears and their racism. But before moving it forward, Kylie Barr is running for Congress. She's a veterans advocate. She's a fifth-generation Michigander. She's a mother, former teacher, an attorney. And you could email her at Callie, C-A-L-L-I-E, for Congress.com. Yeah, that's her website. So email is info at Callie for Congress.com. P.O. Box 6921, Traverse City, Michigan, United States, Michigan. So, yeah,
mm-hmm.
she's going to run for the United States Congress from Michigan. I hope she'll win, and hopefully she'll have her on our show soon. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Someone is going to say something else.
Who is she running against?
Good question. Geez, it is... Boy, oh, Lord. She is running against...
Is somebody dropping out?
No. It's a Republican seat. And she's hoping to beat a Republican in that seat.
Okay.
Kylie Barr. I'm looking it up now.
I'm not familiar.
Yeah. Oh, Jesus. Who's running against Kylie Barr? I'll soon look it up and everything. But he's a Trump Republican. Let's put it that way. And we don't need any more Trump Republicans in there because we'll see how sucky and what losers pro-Trump Republicans are. They have no testicular fortitude. They have no spine. They have no brain. You know?
Yep.
So let's put Kylie Barr over the top and, let's hope that
I'll keep
win.
Her in mind, and then when I sit down and write my my check out, she'll get. I spray the field. I know what I can afford, and that, when I reach my limit, I spray the field.
She's also a military spouse. She's running in Michigan's first congressional district. That's Northern Michigan. She's a mom of two kids. Military spouse, so she's a lawyer as well, you know, so look her up and everything. And the first congressional district in Michigan, I don't know who the Republican is running in that, but he's a Trump Republican, that much I know. And we need to get rid of Trumpers. Yeah, because it's a Republican stronghold.
We have to out-12
Republican.
There is a certain element of Trumpers that are not going to change because of the fact Trump has done their bidding for them. They are with Trump 100% because they believe like he does. They believe that people are suckers. They believe that you should be a bully. Their brains are just plain disjointed. Their brain isn't working. And to them, Trump is their idol. So there's a certain element that you aren't going to change. But we have got to get out there and vote.
Yes, yes. And the congressman currently is Jack Bergman. He was born in February 1947. Mm-hmm,
okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay.
And the district is +12 Republican. So that's an uphill battle for Calabar and everything. And there's a judge running, not judge, she's running for county prosecutor for Macomb County. Christine, what's her name again?
Christina Hines.
Yeah, Christina Hines. Yes, she's running. And not if, but when she win that seat, she'll be the first female prosecutor in Macomb County history. So we're going to have her on our show in the coming weeks and everything. And we'll look forward to having her on the show because she's a very intelligent woman. She has biracial children. She's married to a black man. She's educated. She is a beautiful person inside and out. So let's give Democrats, our support, whether it's phone banking, whether it's through money, cash donations and everything. Hey, have a silent auction at your house or have some sort of fundraiser, barbecue. Well, not barbecue because it's cold as hell now, but, during the summer or coming to summer, I have some ideas. Why not I step over the air because I want to share these campaigns, some ideas that has never been done, or if they have been done, it's a new thing in the political world. I talk to you about it afterwards. But we can really outraise Republicans, even in a strong Republican district, and really, bring fire to them and get them out of office on public life, because Republicans, especially the ones who support Trump, are not good people. And we'll put them in line, get them out across all political levels, whether federal, statewide, or local. They have to go.
Absolutely.
One of the things that bothers me, and I hope that the people in the red states, I hope that karma comes to bite the Republicans big time. The red states are not going to accept the nutrition program for the children in the schools.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
That's disgusting. I mean, a bottle, a carton of milk and a couple cookies to get them through the day, a carton of milk and a protein bar. I mean, come on.
Yeah. It's really sad.
And I think there's 15 states that have already said they're not going to accept the money for the nutrition program for the children. I can't fathom that because they know their rich constituency is located in certain areas. Family values. Yeah, right.
Cruel. It's cruel. It's cruel. That's all.
Yes.
There are 8 states where they are going to have free school meals. The 8 states are Minnesota, New Mexico, Colorado, Vermont, Michigan, and Massachusetts, California, and Maine. So those are the states that are currently doing that. And, of course, they're all blue states, It's a shame that they just don't want to. They say that, that they should. I don't understand. There's no logic to it. They can say whatever they want to say. There's no logic to not giving children a free breakfast or a free lunch or both. There's no logic. There's no argument, in my opinion. You can't argue that because if they don't want to eat it, they don't have to eat it.
Mm-hmm.
But if they haven't eaten breakfast or lunch, then they will eat it.
Mm-hmm.
And they will do better in school. They won't
get little sick. Girl across the street, there's 3 little ones, but the one little girl is going into the first or second grade. I asked her about the program. I said, she says, oh, we get a snack. She says, some of the kids, she says, really eat it. I said, do you? And she said, not all the time because I'm not hungry. And mm-hmm. I said, well, what about your friends? Because I asked the parents if I could talk to her about it. And the little girl said, oh, some of my friends are really happy when I don't want mine. So you know there are children going to school hungry.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, it's not for us to investigate.
No.
Oh, special, before I forget, special shout out to Lexa Dorothy. She's a U.S. Candidate, Democrat, running for House Georgia Congressional District 10. And we implore people, listeners, to visit our website as well. Her name is Lexi, L-E-X-Y, Doherty, D-O-H-E-R-T. She's running for the Democratic nomination in 2024 to the Democratic Standard Bearer in District 10 in Georgia. It's a winnable seat and everything. Spoke to our campaign by email, and we'd love her to be on the show sometime soon. You know, so we'll have another caller calling in from Michigan. We'll have Susie calling in from Michigan. Hello, Susie. What's cooking tonight?
Good.
Hi,
how are you guys all doing?
Good. How are you?
What's bothering me is I saw an article today that it was worldwide, but it's here in the United States, that the extreme rich corporations, they're not paying their fair share in taxes. They're not paying any tax. And the first thing the Republicans want to do, cut school luncheon, cut Social Security, cut Medicare, cut the insurance. But they keep their goddamn money, excuse my French.
That's right.
Now, you know, that's the first thing, you know, like Green and all those idiots and Republicans. They want to cut. Plus, they don't want to give the money to Ukraine to continue their war. So when Russia takes over, we all go to war because they're knocking on the door of NATO. You know, it's just insane. They don't do a damn thing. And they hoard all this money for the corporations. Oh, and then the other thing, the argument was on line, they want to get more money in Congress and for the congressional workers because they are being bribed by the corporations and lobbyists and all that stuff. And they said unless they get paid more, there's going to be more corruption in Congress because they have to maintain two households. And most of Congress are super millionaires. But regular people can't afford to run for office. So it's a vicious cycle.
Well, true. You know, it used to be that, you know, a layman, you know, someone that had ambition could run for an office. That's not a possibility now because unless you're a millionaire, you know, because and you have the money in yourself and, you know, because it costs way too much money. There, you know, these campaigns are costing millions and millions of dollars. And there has to be a cap on that as well, because what's going to happen in the future is that we will have nothing but billionaires running our country. That's what it will be.
It'll be the 1920s all over again. The robber barons running our country. Right. And what happened then? The Depression and everything went to shit.
Right.
We need to do like they do in England. You only can campaign for 4 months, and you know it can't spend more than $250,000 in advertising. If they did that, normal people could run.
You know, and speaking of our campaign contributions or cash being out of hand, where I used to live in Florida, do you know that to run for city council or city commissioner, you have to have $1 million for starters? This is a citywide race, and you need $1 million goddamn dollars. That's crazy, man. That's ridiculous. You know? You can understand if you were running for Congress or U.S. Senate, you need $1 million on the primaries, for starters, but a citywide race, that's madness. That's utter ridiculousness, you know? This is where we're reaching
American
politics.
And also, that TV stations and radio station has to give equal time to everybody.
Exactly.
It's like a contribution.
Yes.
So you're not spending
exactly
that kind of money, and the press has to do it too. And internet is free. So why do they need all this money?
Yeah, exactly.
Greed. Greed. American greed.
Sure.
Typical American greed.
It is all American greed. But, you know, I just want to go back for the school lunches that we were talking about. And I'm going to read a couple a governor. One is from the governor. Her name is Governor Kim Reynolds. She's from Iowa. And this is her reason that she does not want free school breakfast and lunches. Federal, and I quote, she said, federal COVID area cash benefit programs are not sustainable and don't provide long-term solutions for the issues impacting children and families. So they're supposed to starve to death because she thinks that the programs are not sustainable and don't have long-term solutions. Is that what she's saying? That they have to starve first? I mean, did she offer anything else? No, she did not.
No.
She didn't offer anything better. She offered nothing. And the next one is Nebraska Governor Jim Pillens. He says, I don't believe in welfare. That's his answer. I don't believe in welfare. What the
heck? Look at his bank account and see who has been paying him off. That's what I want to see.
Welfare.
You know what, Lori? It's ridiculous. Every other goddamn country in Europe and around the world pays for free lunches, free school, free daycare, free senior care. And they're not as rich as we are, and yet we have to pay for everything. We get nothing. How come?
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense. College should not put you in debt for life. I mean, Jesus Christ. You're a doctor. You got to pay, you know, unless you make a lot of money later, but you can go into debt for the rest of your life. People are paying longer than a mortgage for their education. To mention mortgages are ridiculous, and so are cars and everything else. It's getting out of hand.
Yeah.
And then you wonder why we got so many homeless people. One illness, you're bankrupt.
Yeah, you're done.
Yep. Do you think in our lifetimes we'll have universal health care in America?
Only if the Democrats take over Congress.
Yeah.
The Republicans will not allow it because they're indebted to the pharmaceutical and the big pharmas and the hospital programs and all that. No, they won't. Unless it's a Democratic complete coverage, it won't happen.
No, I agree. No, because they don't care. No. They don't want to give a free breakfast or lunch. How much can that cost? Honestly and truly, you know?
A couple bucks a kid. Give me a break.
I mean, come on.
Pharmaceuticals. So, my husband's got a inhaler, a new one. It's a little cheaper than the other one that was $700 a month. This is $500 a month for an inhaler so he can keep on breathing. And insulin, you know, I'm always going off on that because my daughter's on it, and it's $350 to $450, where it only costs $8 to make.
I know.
Where is the logic in that? Why do they get away with that? How much of a profit should they get? I know when we used to have our company, I think the profit margin was, if you had, and I was in college, 13% was a good profit considered back then in the 60s and 70s. You know, how much is 400, 500, 1,000%? That's better.
Yeah.
But you're screwing the public. They can't afford it. People are, you know, giving up their medicines when they should take it every day. They can't afford it. They take it every other day. You know, it's just not right.
Yes,
no.
Indeed.
It's supposed to be the best country, the most, they keep on showing how we made the best profit. Our economy is the best in the world. But the people are suffering. You look, I don't remember homeless people back in the 60s, do you? There were a couple, you know, druggies,
maybe,
and that was about it. Not thousands and thousands of people without a roof over their head, because mortgage rates are ridiculous. Homes are ridiculous. Apartments.
Yeah.
A mobile home, $1,200, an old one a month. That's what my friend is living in, and she can't afford it.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, I agree.
Lori and ladies, okay, so the Republican House want to hold Hunter Biden in contempt of Congress for supposedly not answering a subpoena. Congressman Andy Biggs from Arizona, Congressman Mo Brooks, Congressman Jim Jordan, former Chief of Staff of the White House, Mark Meadows, Kevin McCarthy, and Congressman Scott Perry. They didn't show up for their subpoenas, so why? I mean, Hunter Biden showed up twice, you know, and yet still they want to hit him with a contempt of Congress. You know, isn't that, like, hypocritical and just shit?
Because they want to keep it in private so they can change all his, you know, testimony. Yeah. He wants to be out in the public so they can't twist and turn and lie.
So if they want to do that to Hunter Biden, then, like you said, David, Andy Biggs, Mo Brooks, Jim Jordan, Mark Meadows, Kevin McCarthy, and Scott Perry, all of them need to be held in contempt as well. All of them.
Yeah, they should be in jail a long time ago.
The same thing. They are no different, no better. Absolutely. And the one that is actually leading the charge is Jim Jordan.
Of all people.
He is a creep. And I am sure eventually he's going to be indicted to have something to do with January the 6th. I just feel it in my bones because I really believe that. I really do. You know? Let's go on for a second. Let's talk about a little bit, something a little more, something about President Biden's administration, so that, because people just don't know some things. So the Biden administration has rescinded much of Trump's conscious rule for health workers. The Biden administration will largely undo a Trump-era rule that boosted the rights of medical workers to refuse to perform abortions or other services that conflicted with their religious or moral beliefs. Now, I'll be honest, I did not know about this. I did not know about this. I didn't know that
he
did that. Wow. The final rule released Tuesday partially rescinds the Trump administration's 2019 policy that would have stripped federal funding from health facilities that required workers to provide any service they objected to, such as abortions, contraception, gender-affirming care, and sterilization. The healthcare conscious protection statutes represent Congress's attempt to strike a balance between maintaining access to health care and honoring religious beliefs and moral convictions, the Department of Health and Human Services said in the rule. Some doctors and nurses and hospitals, for example, object for religious or moral reasons to providing or referring for abortions or assisted suicide among, among other, respecting such objections honors liberty and human dignity, the department said. So I agree. If you want to work in a health facility, you have no business telling a person that you have no business not doing your job. Let's put it that way, because that's your job. If that's part of your job, you should be doing it. If not, quit that job and go work at a church. That's all I've got to say.
And here we go again with this religious nuttery, where these religious rights people shitting on the rights of other people because of their moral obligation because of religion. You're a professional. Do your goddamn job as a nurse or a doctor or a healthcare provider. Well, you know, ram your religious beliefs down your throat. You know, save the person. Mm-hmm. They're there for you to help them. Stop putting your religious nonsense in healthcare like you do everything else, because it's not going to work. Again, I'm tired of saying this on the show. America's not founded on religion, okay?
It's separation
and
of
then
church
California.
And state. That's why they came here, to get away
mm-hmm.
from the church rule. That's what
mm-hmm.
we were founded for, freedom.
Yep.
You're free
mm-hmm.
to do your own thing, but don't tell me what to do.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, so this move comes as many Republican-led states have enacted abortion bans in the wake of the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe versus Wade. An increasing number of states have also put limits on or bans on gender affirmative care for minors. And, you know, there's this myth going around that, oh, you know, you're a 13, 14-year-old kid and you can have gender-affirmative surgery. No, you go through years of psychological tests and speak to psychologists, and when you're 18 years old, you as an adult have the right to have a gender operation if you choose to do so. You know, so when people from Minnesota call this program saying, oh, you know, California, Minnesota, New York, you know, children can make decisions by themselves. That's a lie. That's an outright lie.
It is a lie. It is like 0.1%
mm-hmm.
of the population
mm-hmm.
that has that operation in the first place. You know, it's like
mm-hmm.
hardly
yep.
on a blip. And kids that are
mm-hmm.
transgender and suffer, there's less than 1% in the whole country. It's ridiculous.
Mm-hmm.
They lie like a
rug,
as usual.
But you know something? Another thing, you know, I get called them out on it, where, you know, they want a 12-year-old child, a girl, to have a baby, you know? And it's like, oh, yes, you know, God gives life.
Yeah, it's okay.
It's
so,
a 12-year-old child.
They're
who's underdeveloped.
Yeah, they, you know. Yeah, they're so two-faced. You know, they just twist everything. It's not, it's disgusting. They don't
you
even
know,
make any sense anymore.
If you think about it, what are the Republican candidates offering America? What are they offering to have someone vote for them? What are they offering? What are their plans?
Nothing.
What,
it's a cult. That's all it is. The megas are a cult. And they only, you know, like Hitler and Mussolini, and that's about it. There's nothing for the people.
Mm-hmm.
They are, and
no.
the people, their cult, are stupid because they're going to get
mm-hmm.
so screwed if they get in power. I mean,
mm-hmm.
everything, they don't, you know, you can have an abortion, but we won't give you birth control either.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Or a child can have an abortion that they want to force that child, whether rape or through incest, have that child,
mm-hmm.
but that child can go to the library and choose a book to read for herself or himself.
Yep.
What the hell is that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
What Republicans stand for is discrimination against women, minorities, the LGBTQ community, underserved communities. They're against immigrants, you know, and people with disabilities. That's what they stand for. And America is not
mm-hmm.
about that. We've never been about that, or should not have been about that if we were in the past, you know? So we can do better than that, really, you know?
Oh, and remember, Republicans used to be against big government, remember?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
but they're
mm-hmm.
in your bedroom, they're in your doctor's office, they're everywhere. Yep.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What a crock
mm-hmm.
of crap.
Exactly.
How do you tell somebody who belongs to a union that the
mm-hmm.
Republicans are the ones that have weakened the unions? I'll give you an example. At one time
mm-hmm.
when you had a strike line, you stood there and you did not
mm-hmm.
let replacement workers, better known as scabs, walk across or drive across that line.
Mm-hmm.
But the Republicans weakened the process for our strike,
mm-hmm.
and they said, if you have a strike line and we tell you to part, you got to part, and you have to let
mm-hmm.
the people walk in or drive in and take your job.
Mm-hmm.
How, How do you reach that kind of mentality? A person who claims that they are 100% union.
Yep.
Yeah,
they are
right.
Saying that Trump 24.
Yeah, it makes no sense.
That blows my mind. That absolutely blows my mind.
I know. Do they understand that the union is what's giving them their benefits, their work week, their pension, their overtime pay, their raises, and
their good working conditions, not putting their life on the line, to work on the line.
Exactly.
Don't they understand that they got these benefits because the Democrats backed their efforts?
Exactly.
And the Republicans have been chipping away at the unions. I'll give you the best example is right here in Michigan. What did Mr. Snyder say when he was running for office? I will not make this a right-to-work state. What was it, 3 months?
Yeah.
3 months? And he said to his Republican House and Senate, right-to-work, put it on my desk. And he signed it, didn't he?
Yeah.
And who decided to give the unions back their power that they should have?
Gretchen.
A female Democrat, Miss Whitner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 515.
And you know what? You cannot reason with them. There's even females. You cannot reason with them. And when you boil it down, when you have enough arguments with them, when you have enough discussions with them, you know what it boils down to? Race. Race.
Mm-hmm.
The Republicans have played the race card, and that is why these people are aboard. Race.
Mm-hmm.
Race
mm-hmm.
and gender.
Yes.
Yep, fascism.
515-605-9802 is the number you call. You say first name and where you're calling from. Everybody is welcome, whether Democrat, Republican, Independent, Socialist, Communist, whatever your political stripe is, everybody is welcome. You want to say something, Suzanne?
No, I was just saying, they're fascist. You know,
mm-hmm.
white supremacist. And then in the religious thing, you know, they're hiding like Mussolini, Hitler, and, China, whatever. That's what they are.
Mm-hmm.
And
North
they want to take over our country. We got to stop them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They've been trying since the 1950s. So 56% in a new poll is willing to see Donald Trump disqualified from ballots in all or some states. A majority of Americans in a new survey said they would support the Supreme Court's either disqualifying former President Trump from presidential ballots across the country or letting states decide whether to include him on their ballots. So nearly one-third or 30% of the respondents in the ABC News Ipsos survey recently said that they think justices should order that Trump be removed from ballots across the country. And 26% said they believe the matter should be left up to election officials in each state. Additionally, 39% of Americans surveyed said they think the Supreme Court should order Trump to be kept on the ballot in all states. What's your take on this, Lori? I think he should be disqualified.
Oh, I do too. I absolutely think that he has no right to run for president. He is indicted. He has 91 counts of against him. He's been indicted four different times. He was, he is the worst type of human being that there can be. He was impeached twice while he was president. How much more do we want? This man is full of hate, and it's also said that he wants to be a dictator. He said it. Now he's backpedaling. But he said it. We heard it, that he would be a dictator on day one, and also that he also would not leave office. He didn't want to leave office this last time. Do you think if he becomes president this time that he will leave office? He will not. They will have to take him out in a casket first. That's what I think.
Yes. If he gets in office, we won't have an election.
That's what I'm saying.
Exactly. And remember the 14th Amendment, third clause, so that if you're involved or start an insurrection, then you're disqualified from public office. So it's cut and dry. The Supreme Court to do the right thing and say, here, what, across the board, Trump has not done about it. That's my take on
yes.
Listen,
it. Listen,
I had a degree in HR, right? And
mm-hmm.
you have to fill out an application, and they check your background before you get a job. Who the hell would hire him to work for their corporation?
Nobody.
I mean, look, he ran business into the ground. He is a liar. He's a thief. He is a conniver. You name it. I mean, he went bankrupt how many times? He had that university. His charities are all scams. All he is a scammer.
Mm-hmm.
That's all he wants
mm-hmm.
to do
mm-hmm.
to make money for himself. He thinks he's a mafioso, and he's a lousy at it, too. So, I mean, why would he be on the ballot? He is not qualified. He can't. I want to see his grades from school. He never showed those either. I bet you he flunked everything. His old man bought his
mm-hmm.
degree if he got one. I mean, he didn't
mm-hmm.
go into the service. He's a total loser. Why would you
yep.
hire this person to run your country? And the world does not want to see him in office except for Russia and China and North Korea. And those are the
mm-hmm.
only ones that want him in office.
Yeah.
You know, like
yeah.
you said before, you know, President Biden did say that when he goes to these other countries, they pull him aside and they say, please, we do not want Trump to be your president. I mean, they see, they are looking in and seeing the turmoil in our country and what is happening in our country, how divided
mm-hmm.
we are, you know, as a people. We've never been this divided as a people, but we are. And it's all because of one man, in my opinion as well. I'm going to just say this. I feel that the media has given him a pass for too long. Since 2015, he has been on our airwaves every single day, 24/7. Everything is Trump. If they talk about President Biden, it's for 1 minute blip, and that's it, and then they're back on Trump, because that's what's making money for their networks, and it's sickening. I am just
mm-hmm.
tired of it.
I mean, I know, you're right, Lori. My relatives in Italy and France, they call, what's going on? Why is he there? What is happening to you guys? They're
yeah.
worried sick. I
yeah.
tell them
mm-hmm.
I might leave
mm-hmm.
if he gets elected and go live with them.
Oh, yeah.
It's
you know,
crazy.
It's,
yeah.
it's just, and you know, the media, I understand that they have to report, but do they have to constantly... I mean, just say for 5 minutes what happened in court and be done. Do not spend the whole day with all these experts and lawyers, you know, talking about what happened in his words and, you know, showing him, you know, in front of cameras. It's so disgusting. You get so, I am so beyond tired of it. I get so sick of it. I, you know, a lot of days I just can't even, like, this is it. I'm done for a couple of days, you know, but he's still
mm-hmm.
there a couple of days later. It's like he doesn't go away.
Some of the media thinks if you show what an idiot he is, what an asshole he is, then they'll wake up
mm-hmm.
to it. But it doesn't
mm-hmm.
have come out that way. And
no.
it, I mean,
exactly.
his cult is just saying, oh, yeah, that's my man on TV. You know, everything he does is perfect. He can't do no wrong. You know, and
mm-hmm.
that's all, they're
mm-hmm.
blindfolded. They're brainwashed.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, in
mm-hmm.
the media.
You know,
and then now he's saying, it's because of me. There's no abortions anywhere. It's not legal anywhere
mm-hmm.
because of me. I'm the one that did it. Now we got to get all the women out there and beat the bushes and get out and the vote and everything and change it back
mm-hmm.
to the way it was when I, you know, in the
yeah.
60s.
Mm-hmm. Okay, check this out, ladies. Lori, John Tester
yes.
from Montana, the U.S. senators who are vulnerable. In 2024, John Tester in Montana, very red. Jackie Rosen is in a purple state, Nevada.
Mm-hmm.
Sherrod Brown is in deep red, Ohio. Bob Casey,
mm-hmm.
he's a blue dog Democrat from Pennsylvania. And Tammy Baldwin
mm-hmm.
from Wisconsin. Those five seats are vulnerable. We'll have a slim majority with the help of the two independent U.S. senators. You know,
mm-hmm.
so how do you get a message across that, you know, if Democrats win a supermajority, which is 60 seats, which is very impossible, You know, how can we convince the electorate in these states to reelect these senators who have done a great, great job, fantastic job in blocking Republican shenanigans and trying to hurt the country by protecting Trump? You know, do you think that John Tester in Montana can win reelection, as well as Sherrod Brown in Ohio, Bob Casey, Tommy Baldwin, and Jacqueline Rosen? What do you feel about these races?
I think that there is possibility that they can win them. There's really no reason why they, you know, the Republican that is running against them has probably not given them any sort of plans, you know, just like the rest of the party. Mm-hmm. So I think that they have a good chance of winning. They have to run on things like I talked about last week, run on issues that are important to women, to people in general, just if you're like a one-issue voter, let's say that abortion has really got you pissed off. You're a woman, you're a young woman, and this abortion issue has got you so mad, and you know that these five senators here are, you know, pro-choice. That's what they have to vote about. They have to find things that, you know, that they're – what, David?
Yeah, I was saying that Bob Casey is a blue dog Democrat, and he is pro-life, but he did state that, you know, he says that if somebody is raped or if it's incest or the mother's life is in danger, then yes, you know, she has a right to an abortion. So let's just put that out there, you know. Bob Casey from Pennsylvania.
Yeah. I don't, and right away I don't like that, but I know that it's better than a Republican because they are, you know, they are going towards, you know, nothing, you know, no sort of abortion, no reason. So I get, you know, still going to, you know, vote for the Democrat. But like I said, have to find things that people that are important to people, things that will make their life better, things that will, you know, make them enthusiastic and want to vote and talk to other people, you know.
Yeah. Elaine, what do you think about those five Democrats running for re-election? They're in tight races and everything. Do you think all five can put it off and get re-elected?
I think they can. As long as they, the people have liked what they've done so far, they must have good records. They just have to make sure that they you know, they've got to whip up their people again. Of course, they're going to get naysayers, but they won before.
Yeah.
The races I'm worried about are the
Out of those five, I'm worried about John Tester in Montana because Montana is very red, and Tommy Baldwin because of this Supreme Court voting, you know, for a new Supreme Court in Wisconsin where they want to impeach that newly elected Supreme Court justice in Wisconsin before even making a decision. You know, this is how Republicans operate. When they don't get their own way, you know, they throw a tantrum like petulant children. You know, so Tommy Baldwin is vulnerable, and John Tester is the most vulnerable in all of these five races and everything. You know, Rosen in Nevada.
What's scaring me is voter intimidation. That's what's scaring me, is voter intimidation. I think you're
Where
going
people
to
come
see...
up and show up with guns, intimidation, give me an example.
They're just plain afraid to go out to the polls. I think you're going to see people request more absentee ballots.
Absolutely. And there's
also the way
people are not being afraid.
More
a balloon time. Breaks in the grocery store and people are looking for the exit. And, you know, the people, you know, the good people out here are afraid. I think you're going to see more people request absentee ballots.
Yeah.
And the Republicans are going to claim that the reason the absentee ballots requests have gone up because these are all fictitious people that don't exist. And then, you know, some more of this bullshit. You know, I am getting to the point that I can't, I'm like Lori, I can't take this bullshit anymore. I used to listen to the news 24/7. I have been listening to anything but the news. I put the cartoons on one afternoon. It's too much. Yeah, and Lori, you know, Lori's right. Trump went to went to the court. He opened his mouth. He said what he said. That's the end of it. I don't want to sit there and listen to them analyze a damn thing all day long.
That's what they do.
All day long. Well, what do you think he meant by that? Jesus Christ, he said what he said. Let us decide what he meant by that. We've got brains, too. As long as there's not intimidation, and believe me, in areas, there's ways to intimidate people, and we've got to be very, very vigilant and make sure that we don't get intimidated. And if we feel intimidated, you know what? These MAGAs are in for a big surprise because there's a lot of pissed-off liberals. We're liable to go out there with a baseball bat and knock them the side of their damn head.
Yeah, the thing is,
that
a perfect
is exactly
example
how
of
I
what
feel
intimidation.
Lately. And that's not good to feel that way. It's not good.
A perfect example of voter intimidation is in Georgia, when those two election workers who've been have tons of experience, years of experience, you know, and what they do is go there, intimidate them with guns, intimidate them with words, you know, lurk around the ballot boxes and everything. And put the name and addresses online for the world to see. And what happened is that these MAGA supporters got to these people's homes, even walk into their homes and threaten them verbally. You know, we can't have that. And this is what Trump is promoting. And the people who support Donald Trump is promoting the slackness as well. You know, so we have to protect election workers. We have to protect voters alike because we're not going to fall for intimidation, whether by words or through actions, you know, and what happened to these two ladies caused by Giuliani, especially where he's getting sued a second time for not rescinding what he said in the first place. And I'm all for that because Giuliani should know better. He's a lawyer for years. He may lose his license. Thank goodness.
He did
Good. You know, so these people's lives are in danger because of people like him.
Also, you know, the red states, the gerrymandering, the closing of polls where you have to wait in line all freaking day to go vote is ridiculous. They make it harder and harder for people to vote, especially people of color. You know that. I mean, they moved the ballot, so you had to take a bus to go to the voting place because it was they moved it out of town, so people without cars couldn't go there.
Right.
I mean, that should be against the law. That's not right. Voting should be easy for everybody. You know, they make it harder and harder. They're just twisting and ruining everything.
Yeah, we started recently in the gubernatorial race in Mississippi, where the incumbent Republican, who looks just like Peter Griffin on Family Guy, he closed, ballot places where most black people and women are. And if that didn't happen, more than likely, he would have lost, you know, even though there's a deep red state, because people are so fed up and angry of how he runs the state through the ground, and that's why it's 50 out of 50 in most categories, because Mississippi is the most downtrodden state, especially if you're a minority or LGBTQ or a woman or immigrant. You know, it's ridiculous. The pay below minimum wage, that's how bad Mississippi is. You know, so
David, I remember
like
the last election. I don't remember what state, but the picture is in my head. It's ingrained in my head where a half a dozen fat-bellied MAGAs stood outside a voting place day and night with their AK-15s and AK-47s and their hunting rifles. That is voter intimidation.
It was in Georgia.
Pardon? There should not be.
That happened in Georgia. It happened in Georgia.
Wow.
And then they passed laws that if you're standing in a long line and it happens to be hot outside, if somebody gives you a bottle of water, that person is pulled out of line and is not allowed to vote. That's bullshit.
And
you'll have people say, well, it's a bad law. It won't happen. That is also bullshit. When it's law, it's law until it's proven wrong in court.
And you shouldn't have to take off work to go to vote either. That's not right.
No.
It should be a national holiday, everybody off that day. Except hospital workers can't. They got to, you know, work, and they've been working 10-hour shifts, so that makes it harder. That's why mail-in ballots are the best.
Yep.
Voter challengers, is the other thing. Voter challengers are not what they used to be. Voter challengers used to sit there and just make sure that everything was orderly done and everybody had their... In Michigan, we had our ID or our voter cards checked for years. So when other states were talking about voter ID, I didn't know what the hell they were talking about. But we had our cards checked, we had our licenses checked, and we signed in the book, and that's all a challenger did was to make sure the process was there and the process was smooth. Now voter challenges, they make rumpuses and scream and yell while people are standing in line. You know, people are chicken. They will turn around and go home. People aren't tough like us on the phone. If somebody did that to me, I would stand there and yell back at them, tell them, make my day, asshole. But people don't do that. If I started yelling back, 20 people would get in their cars and go home. That's voter intimidation. And then Republicans would say, it was Elaine's fault. She yelled back.
You know, I've been voting a lot of years, and I've never seen it like this. And you know, and we lived through the riots in Detroit and stuff, and abortion laws and you know, the marches and all that stuff. But this is ridiculous. I mean, this is we fought all those years for our rights, and now they're doing this to us.
So do you think that Republicans by losing a blowout and a landslide in 2024, how do you feel about the races for House of Representatives? I feel that, you know, we'll have a good chance of blowing them out of the water as long as the DNC put that war room in effect to defend Joe Biden and his record and help Democrats in vulnerable districts, because currently there are 44 districts that are vulnerable. So even if it's a deep red that voted for Trump, you know, they're thinking about voting for a Democrat. Even in Nebraska, it's happening where a Democrat may win. You know, do you think we can have this blowout in 2024?
Yes, I do. I truly do. I do. But I've always been an optimist, but I do. I feel that people are not talking. You know, it's really funny because last week I had to go to an appointment, and I was talking to this sitting there, and all of a sudden she just started to talk, and she didn't mention Trump's name. And so I just sat there and I just listened to her, you know, and then she started talking about, you know, things are very strange, and I think that, you know, we need to keep Biden in office. And I'm like, oh, dear God, she's a Democrat. She's being, you know, and just out of the blue, she started talking like that. And I really do think that people are afraid to talk to others about who they want to vote for. And I think the one reason is because they're afraid that if they get a MAGA supporter, they are vicious. They can be vicious people and dangerous is what you think in your mind. So you don't want to argue with those people, you know? So I kind of think maybe people are just on the down low and quiet, and they're going to go in there and they're going to either vote blue, they're going to mail in their ballots, or they're going to go there to the polls and they're going to vote for democracy. That's what they're going to
mm-hmm.
vote for, democracy.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope so.
I mean, we have to think of it in that respect. And if
mm-hmm.
and it doesn't happen, we can't blame ourselves. It's other people. I don't know how we can live in this country for 4 years of that. It'll be horrific.
Anybody that has two neurons to rub together and think straight, what is this guy going to
mm-hmm.
do for me? Which one is going to help me the most? I don't think
mm-hmm.
the Republicans want to lose their medical care, their insurance, Social Security and stuff. Everybody collects
mm-hmm.
it. You know, they don't
mm-hmm.
want to see
mm-hmm.
the rich people not paying any taxes. What the hell?
Mm-hmm.
So why would you
mm-hmm.
vote for Republicans?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Speaking
exactly.
of taxes and rich, recently, it's been reported by the Labor Department that IRS collected $500 million from the richest 1%, you know, and Republicans up in arms about that. You know, why would you be up in arms on that? Because the rich don't pay their taxes, their fair share. You know, so I think
mm-hmm.
that would be a good thing. If we'll have more
yeah.
IRS agents out there going after tax cheats and fraudulent
yeah, exactly.
people.
Exactly. We got
mm-hmm.
more money
mm-hmm.
during Biden because he did change the rule, put more IRS agents in there because
mm-hmm.
so many
mm-hmm.
people are avoiding their taxes and cheating on them
mm-hmm.
like
yeah.
the Orange
mm-hmm.
Monster.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
yeah,
the
let's
other thing
note,
is,
oh, go ahead. Go ahead.
I was just going to say this is that if these billionaires just paid their fair share, we wouldn't have a deficit the way we have right now, you know, in our budget.
Mm-hmm.
We wouldn't have if they were paying their fair share, you know. So that people have to understand that, you know, billions of dollars are not getting paid in tax.
Ryan Swan!
Pardon?
Lions won 24-23.
Yes.
Good. Oh, good, good, good.
We won by 1 point.
Yep.
1 point.
Yep.
Oh. Go Lions. Awesome. Oh, don't cry, Rams.
Mm-hmm.
Don't cry. We're
nope.
happy.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, mm-hmm. they did win. I just now thought. Oh, my gosh. It's amazing. Don't forget this. 30 years in the making for Detroit, for the Detroit Lions. 30
mm-hmm.
years in the making. And
mm-hmm.
oh, this is awesome.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Okay, let's switch now to Iowa caucus, which is tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
There's this big shift in power, and MAGA pastors are boosting Trump's campaign, which they shouldn't, because if you're in the pew, you should not talk politics. If you talk politics, then you should be taxed. So Donald Trump doesn't have the support of Iowa's most prominent evangelical leader in tomorrow's caucuses. But in Iowa and across the country, MAGA pastors are among Trump's most loyal backers. And it matters because it's not just that they elect the former president for appointing 3 Supreme Court justices without overturning abortion rights. Some of Trump's most enthusiastic believers are pastors who share this dark view of U.S. politics and who have touted him as they have risen in prominence on social media. So, do you think that, Trump's lead and victory will be shortchanged or cut short, you know, with Nikki Haley? Do you think she's strong enough to, bring down his support?
No. Mm-hmm. The reason I say that is because Republican men don't want women in that job, you know, to be president. You know, Republicans
mm-hmm.
are not, you know, I mean, dear God, they're taking away abortion rights. They want them to stay
mm-hmm.
home and be barefoot pregnant, I guess. So, no, why would they want Nikki Haley to be president? I don't think so. I don't.
Republican women don't want a Republican woman.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
They got their wish. Their old man owns a gun, and they're going to tell their neighbor whether they can get an abortion or not.
What about DeSantis? Do you think he can beat Nikki Haley to come in second, a distant second, or is this campaign officially over?
Yeah, he's done after tomorrow.
I don't think any of them are going to win because they're disgusting. And Biden has experience. He's holding our country together. He's holding the world together. He's always fighting for the regular people and, you know, trying to get the taxes on the rich and all that and helping Ukraine. And he's trying on the border, but the Republicans don't let him do anything. You know, all they do is say no, 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 no in Congress. They won't let anything go by. And I think people are fed up.
Speaking of the border, I would like to bring this back up again. I've talked about this quite a few programs ago, but I think it's time to bring it up again. At one time, not too long ago, the Republicans had a plan so that the businesses could have extremely cheap labor over here. And that was to bring people over here and house them and feed them and make sure that their paycheck went back to the homeland. Now, you'd have to be, you don't have to be a scholar to figure this one out. If there are some illegal aliens in this country, illegal immigrants in this country, it's because they came here on a green card. They liked how they were living, even though they were kind of captive, and they disappeared into the darkness.
Absolutely.
But this is how the Republicans act about immigrants. They bring them over here and pay them nothing to work in their businesses. And they fed them and they clothed them and they gave them a place to sleep that was warm and comfortable. So these Republicans, I think it's time for people to understand exactly how these Republicans operate. And then they scream and yell, immigrants? Not in my lifetime. Not with the not with the things I know.
And who's going to pick the fruit, do the landscaping, and clean the crap after the hurricane goes through and all that? The Americans don't want to do it.
These
the immigrants
were other jobs.
Are doing
these
were
other
cheap
jobs.
Labor.
But, Susie, these were other jobs. These were, like, on the phone, in the office, that type of thing.
Yeah, but not much.
And they were captive. They were, if they, let's pick out a language, any language you want. Let's say it was Tagalog, which is Filipino. Let's say they brought over a whole boatload of Tagalos, Filipinos. They made sure that they kept them together. And they would work with what a lot of it was paperwork, office work. They were taken to their job. They had clean rooms. They had food. They probably even had weekends off. And their paycheck was sent home.
That's true.
Now, there was a lot of them in daycare. Not daycare. Healthcare. That would be your visiting. That would be your nurses for the severely handicapped. Now, what they went through was I mean, it was really something what they went through. They would have to get they would have to get fingerprinted. They would have to get toe printed. They would have to get arm printed. That was so that nobody could come over here and maybe pass themselves off as these people because you had more than one set of prints from the body. And it cost these people in the health industry approximately $15,000 a year just to be here on a green visa. So, you know, when these Republicans talk about immigrants, you're not going to tell me any different.
When we close out, 20 minutes left. 515-605-9802. We want to talk about the troubled state GOP operations extend. and it's far beyond Michigan. Other states are dysfunctional as well. I'm going to put fun in dysfunction. So dysfunction that has been the hallmark of the Republican Party in Michigan in the last 2 years is not just a bug in the GOP state party system. It appears to be a feature, really. And as a battle over who is the actual leader of the Michigan GOP continues to play out in dueling press releases and alternative websites, from Chair Christina Caromo, who is a crazy person, and co-chair Melinda Pego. Is it Pego or Pego? The core function of the party, that raising money to get Republicans elected to office and keeping them there. It has been derailed by fundraising droughts and a leadership selection process that seemingly caters to an even more extreme faction within the Republican Party. Former President Trump endorsed candidates always win primaries, but election deniers, they're making Democrats' job easy. This is according to Miles Coleman of the University of Virginia Center for Politics. He told the Michigan Advance, a newspaper. So Coleman adds that it's not a surprise that the finances have become an issue in those party operations that have lost focus on successfully electing candidates to office. You know, look, for example, in Arizona, the Republican Party there, instead of spending money on voters' outreach or ads or field operations, they're spending potentially millions of dollars on recounts. You know, that don't make any sense because, you know, the last gubernatorial race between Katie Hobbs, who's now governor, and that whack job lunatic, the former news anchor, Carrie Lake, you know, they went through like near 6 or 7 recounts. And each time, Katie Hobbs won by more votes. So they're basically wasting money. And, you know, how does the Republican Party in Michigan, for example, where you guys live, do you think there is an end is coming in terms of they being a viable candidate in the state as a political party?
If they don't get their stuff together. You better believe it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, right now we have, you know, the Michigan Republican Party has 2 websites. You know, one shows Carmano there. The other one, the other website shows Melinda Pago there. You know, as the co-chair. So you can see right there that they're divided. I thought that. From what I understood, I thought that the Carmano was being, that they voted to, you know, basically fire her, you know. So I don't understand what's happening with the Michigan GOP. And I hear they're broke. They only have a few $1,000. And, you know, they've got big problems. And they argue, and I've seen
fighting, punching people out.
Yes. Yes. Exactly. That's exactly what they're doing. And so they're a disgrace here in Michigan, as far as I'm concerned. So how can a Republican, you know, be elected? So we need like District 9 and District 10 here in Michigan and the area that I live in and Elaine lives in. We have John James. He's got to go. And we have Lisa McClain got to go. Both of them have to go. They're both MAGA Trumpers, both of them. So I don't know who's going to run against them yet, but I am sure that, you know, once we figure that out, we can hopefully have them on our show again. And also they'll win, you know, because it's ridiculous. So let's hope that the Republican GOP, like, goes in the basement somewhere and never comes out and, you know, until after the election, because that's basically where they're at now.
I think that's true, and, you know, because with Gretchen and her crew and the Democrats, you're seeing more affordable housing, workforce housing, you know, because up until before that, they said they were putting in cheap housing, and they weren't cheap. There was $600,000 for a condo downtown. You know, that ain't cheap.
Yeah.
And so now you're seeing more and more of it, especially up here in vacation land where the rich retire. They're trying to get housing for teachers and nurses and firemen and EMTs because they can't afford to live here. They said firemen drive as long as 2 hours to get to their station because they can't afford the housing.
Yeah, that's just not right. You know, that's just not right. And I think that Governor Whitmer has done a fabulous job here in Michigan. I see her quite often. She works really hard, that woman, and she's all over the state. She's kept her promises, and
We got school lunches for kids and breakfast for kids. did that.
And one night we will have the things that she's done, her agenda, the things that she's done, because she's been a great governor. And I think her future is president or vice president in the future. That is what I think. And I also heard that our Secretary of State may run for governor.
Yeah, she's good, too. And then I love our Attorney General, too.
Yes.
I
really believe that, you know, Michigan, we're going to have a fight, but let's hope that our Michigan GOP is still in disarray, you know, and so we can keep Democrats in here because they have really, the state is doing very well because of it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, good. Yeah, something funny happened today. Bill O'Reilly, who supports Florida's book ban laws, he's outraged.
Yeah.
Outraged, I tell you, after his own books came under review.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that karma, sweet karma working?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So when it affects them, you know, they have a problem with book banning.
Yeah.
You know, the sheer hypocrisy and stupidity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's just, like I said, you know, these Republicans, you know, they all they have to do is keep on doing what they're doing. And, you know, I think many people are fed up, just like I am, just like Elaine is, just like Susie is, just like you are. I mean, we're fed up and we're here because, you know, we want to keep our democracy. We want to keep Democrats in office. We want our country to go forward. We want our children, our grandchildren, to have a country where they can breathe in and, you know, live in a nice home and have a good job and have a car and be able to, you know, pay off their debts. You know, that's the American way, you know. And with Republicans, that will never happen because they don't care about any of those things. They don't care about any of those things. Except they care about themselves. That is it.
And when they don't have a platform. They haven't done a goddamn thing in Congress. Not one thing. They fight against everything. So what good are they? They're worthless.
No.
In
they're
2 years, they've passed 27 bills.
I'm tired of rebranding the words. We have a socialized, democratic republic. We borrow and along with capitalism, and it's worked good. It's like a symphony. It's a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and it's a good mixture. And yet we've had the Republicans rebrand all those words. We've got to go back to telling the people exactly what we've got. And I think we need civics taught more than just the 12th grade. I think civics should be taught 11th, 12th, 10th, 11th, and 12th grade, all three high school grades.
And it was back in my day. You learned about the Congress. We had even days that we would, the whole school, you know, you get your president and you have your people on student council. That was the Congress. We enacted it. We had convention and everything. The whole school did it. You learn how the government worked. They made speeches. They had signs. You know, it was a whole week at school, and the whole school was involved. Why don't they do that now?
Yeah, I don't know.
We did that once. Well, I remember doing that once in junior high, and then we had to have what was known as civics. And you had to have passed the civics class with a C or better in order to graduate. That's not enough.
No, it's not enough.
I mean, I'm going to be totally honest. It was not enough. They could get rid of English history. God, that was so boring. It was so boring.
You know, we're kind of this really, you know, evangelicals, especially in Iowa right now, you know, Trump is basically counting on these born-again Christians to carry him tomorrow and vote for him. And it in my eyes, what I see when I hear about a born-again Christian listening to someone like Donald Trump, it just tells you how they can be influenced not only by religion, but also by a man like Trump. So think about it. It's kind of like a symphony because, you know, in the church, a lot of these churches are now talking politics. They need to crack down on that. They really do. And then you have Trump, you know, finding their weaknesses and saying that he's doing what he's doing for them and using it in a religious context. And so these born-again Christians, these evangelists, are a lot of them are falling into the trap. And that's
they're brainwashed from the get-go, Lori. If you watch the TV shows with all those, oh, hallelujah, send me money. And they do, and they're there. And they, you know, they're stupid enough to give that guy, like, you know, oh, God, I can't remember the old ones that were, you know, went to jail. They had, you know, gold-plated doghouses, remember?
Yeah.
They took the money from these little ladies. They're sitting there thinking they're being real religious and they're going to go to heaven, you know. And that's the same people that are voting for Trump. They're brainwashed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I have a friend. Personal friend that on Sundays you can't call her because she works from her home and she is the one that takes the donations for Osteen or Upstein or whatever the hell
it is. Oh, God, you're kidding me?
She is the one on the phone and she and I tried to get her to give me an amount and she I couldn't get it out of her, but I was under the impression because I kept needling her that when she's on the phone for that hour to 2 hours, that she is getting thousands.
I know.
Well, and then she knows she's wrong because she won't tell you either.
One of her better paying job.
Yep.
Yeah, she knows she's doing wrong.
Those call-in centers. That's one of her better paying jobs.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. How crooked is that?
I didn't know that they did that.
We got a church somewhere in Detroit that you have to, when you're leaving the church, you know, how in a Catholic church you touch the holy water. Well,
yeah.
In this particular church, you swipe your credit card.
Are you serious?
They don't pass the basket. You swipe your credit card.
Oh, my Lord.
My husband was hurt. It was one of the drivers that was taking us to the doctor, and she said, I'm done going to that church. She said, they don't pass the basket anymore. They told me to get a designated credit card, and on the way out, they showed me where I swipe it.
Wow. That's awful.
I would never. I'd say
no,
five.
Not a nickel.
Yeah, that's terrible. It really is.
How stupid are people?
Like I said,
I don't understand. How dumb are they?
And to their weaknesses, you know?
I know. And oh, God did this and God said that. Who the hell wrote the book? I mean, I'm sorry. I brought up Catholic, but you know what? I don't even go near them anymore. The religious, you know, it's all bullshit. I'm sorry. It's all about the money.
Like that. You know who the Dalai Lama is, right?
Yeah, I know. He was a good man.
That quit praying for peace. It's humans that cause the problems. It's humans that have to fix it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
When the religion is show me your money first, that's not religion. That's a cult.
Mm-hmm. Indeed, indeed. Okay, wrap up time now. Up under 5 minutes. Do you see, you know, but for the past 2 years, Republicans have made 27 bills into law. You know,
I know.
Do you see? Yeah, do you see? You know, they accomplishing much before the 2024 election?
No, absolutely not. No. Mm-mm. Absolutely not. Mm-hmm. Still worried about Hunter Biden. They're still worried about. They're still worried about impeaching, you know, President Biden. You know, they're just
ridiculous.
They're only interested in destruction. That's all they're interested in, destroying our country and making people more upset every day and more angry. You know, like Marjorie Taylor Greene, she's a disgusting person. She's probably one of the lowest of the lows. I don't know who's worse in there, but she is evil. I think she has got evil in her blood. I really do. There's something about her. She has no shame. She's basically a Trumpy wannabe, is what she is.
Okay, let me see. We have somebody else coming on. Wow, I wonder why the call's so late. Hello, Carla. Welcome to the show. What's cooking?
Well, if you're talking to me, Mr. David, and hi, Loretta.
Oh, hi.
It's Maddie.
Hi,
Madeline, hey.
I know. I miss you, too, but I miss you guys. I just had to watch this game. It's like the people are so crazy in the arena.
I watched it. I have it on mute, but I watched it, and I know
awesome.
What, which is awesome.
Oh, beyond. I've seen grown men cry, okay, tonight. They were crying.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, speaking of Marjorie Taylor Greene, I'm glad you brought that bitch up. She's, hi, Elaine. How are you?
You don't want to know what I think of her. You'd be off the air.
I know.
No, but I know. I think we all would be. No, she's looking for brownie points, and she doesn't care who she has to screw to get them, bottom line. She started with Daddy Biden. And now she's started. Mm-hmm. They're going after Hunter. I mean, I don't know what your topics were tonight. I'm waiting for her bell to get rung. She needs to go and be accountable for that pornography. Okay, that's what I'm waiting for.
Mm-hmm.
Shame on her.
Yeah.
But
disgusting.
She's got something for Hunter's. Private parts, because at the last session she showed those great big blown up pictures again.
Oh, that was
disgusting.
Hi, Susie.
I
just could not believe I saw the looks on their faces, and I don't think they believed what they were looking at.
Oh, Lord. Yeah.
I know, Dave. I mean, come on.
It's the clown show.
It's okay. The Democrats are starting to get loud and proud. I'm loving it. They had enough.
Yes, they are.
Yeah.
About time. A little, you know, I hope it's just not a little too late. That's all. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. All
right,
listen,
right,
that
Dave?
Has to be the last word because we're running out of time and everything. We'll thank everybody for calling in, listening in, sharing on social media. We're at www.kitchenpolitics123.com. We'll be on tomorrow night, same time, same place on Blog Talk Radio. And look us up on Facebook. We have some good content there in our community page and also our Facebook page with over 200 members and growing every day. So until tomorrow night, I'm David Franklin in New Mexico. Good night, Lori.
David. Good night, everyone. This is Lori from Go Lions.
Yay!
No
kidding.
I made the preservation of American democracy the central issue of my presidency. I believe in free and fair elections and the right to vote fairly and have your vote counted. There's something dangerous happening in America. There's an extremist movement that does not share the basic beliefs of our democracy. All of us are being asked right now, what will we do to maintain our democracy? History's watching. The world's watching. Most important, our children and grandchildren will hold us responsible. The Vice President and I have supported voting rights since day one of this administration. And I ask every American to join me in this cause. America is still a place of possibilities where the power resides with we the people. That's our soul. We are the United States of America. There is nothing beyond our capacity. We act together. The worst president. I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this message.
In 100 years, the worst economic crisis since the Great Depression, but America fought back. Today, unemployment is at record lows, our economy leading the world. Joe Biden passed historic laws to rebuild the country, but he knows it's the American people who are the heroes of this story.
America is back.
We've shown each other in the world that there's no quit in America. There's simply no quit in America.
In small towns and big cities, we're coming back stronger than ever. Manufacturing jobs are coming home. High-speed computer chips are getting made right here. America is leading the world in clean energy. There are some who say America is failing. Not Joe Biden. He believes our best days are ahead because he believes in the American people.
Those who bet against America are learning how wrong they are. It's never, ever been a good bet to bet against America. Never.
I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this message.